You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise's first snuggle business is up and running and open for business. Yes, you did hear me right. For $80 an hour, you can get platonic human contact that so many people are lacking. Professional snuggleists, as they're called, provide cuddling, snuggling, and conversation, just hanging out. Joining me live in studio to talk about this is Snuggle Buddies founder and owner, Charlotte Lindsay. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So my first question for you, when you got this idea and you were telling friends about it, what was their reaction?
Usually a good laugh first. Yeah, it's so new. I mean, it's such a new therapy in the wellness industry that I think a lot of people don't really understand it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around at first. Yeah. So,
but you bring up a good point about within the wellness industry, because study after study is showing that human contact is so necessary to our well-being.
It is. Yeah. In fact, studies have shown that actual lack of human touch has an enormous factor on depression. So even if we don't even realize that it's affecting us, it is affecting us. So we as humans need it. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in many people, you know, they move from where they grew up for a new job. Maybe they don't have a lot of social connections. It can be hard to find that.
It's true. Yeah, we have a lot of people that, you know, don't have the support system there for it. But we also have a lot of people that are going through, you know, a lot of heavy stuff. Mm. And they just need someone to be there for them. But I think that the spectrum of therapy is so broad that it can be just somebody depressed and disconnected, mm-hmm. Where we can help. But it's also, you know, we help people with actual touch therapy, people that have been in situations where they're now touch avoidant, whether they were abused or neglected, to where they can actually use this to get better at having healthy relationships and not jerking away or reacting from mm-hmm. somebody trying to, you know, give them a hug or, you know, touch them. So there's so many benefits to it that we can really look at a whole spectrum of people that can use this service to better themselves.
Do you think in a way, I mean, the way that it's kind of perceived in the media, because we've seen some of these businesses popping up across the country, mm-hmm. is it's like, oh, pay for a hug, pay for a cuddle. And you kind of get a good laugh, as you said. But when we dig a little deeper, mm-hmm. it's the reasoning behind why some people may need something like this.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, if you would have said, you know, 20, 30 years ago that doctors would prescribe a service animal, you know, that make you feel better emotionally and, you know, feel safer and, mm-hmm. you know, have that support, people would have thought that was crazy. But it's been written into legislation. I mean, people have support peacocks. I mean,
you know? Right. No, they do. So why not a supportive hug, right?
Right.
So I do want to talk about the business itself because, I mean, first off, talk to me about your employees because mm-hmm. there is training they go through. I mean, they become certified. Talk to me about that process.
So we have an extensive training and certification program. But what's really great is a lot of our snugglists that we have already gone through a lot of training in the wellness industry, whether it's holistic healing, massage therapy. We have a lot of Reiki masters, you know, people that have actually dedicated their lives to helping people through touch. Mm-hmm. So for this service, it's like the next step in their journey to help people where they can actually connect, because the current wellness industry really has failed to put this piece of the puzzle into it. I think that a lot of things we just dismiss as far as how important touch is, mm-hmm. But just even the hormone oxytocin, I mean, it breaks down the stress hormone cortisol, which does, I mean, it makes us age faster. I mean, it makes us, you know, not react to normal situations correctly, mm-hmm. like if we have too much in our systems. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the list of benefits just from the science of touch is absolutely mind-blowing.
I'm speaking with Charlotte Lindsay. She is the founder and owner of Boise-based Snuggle Buddies, talking about this new business. You did a kind of a soft launch of your business back in 2017, mm-hmm. and stop for a bit and then kind of reassess. What did you find out from 2017 to now?
I found that it was going to be a lot harder for people to wrap their head around the concept. That's for sure. But I started with male snugglists just because I wanted to really test the waters. And then we kind of just pulled back, reined in a few things, kind of tightened up our training program, mm-hmm. our certification, and added some things that we thought were missing. And then came back with hiring on female and same-sex snugglists and really getting the word out there in the education. And I think that's just what it took, is really getting the education of mm-hmm. it out there to the public.
Is it almost like taking a taboo away from it in a it sense?
Is. Yeah. Yeah, because I think a lot of people, when they hear it, they're like, well, why wouldn't you just go get a hug from a friend or a family member?
Well, or it seems creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Like, it just seems like, why in the world would you do something like that?
Right.
Instead of looking at the science behind it, and especially mm-hmm. that touch therapy if someone has gone through a trauma.
Yeah. It's amazing to see. I mean, just like one person get a really good hug and break down crying from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think that we overlook human connection so much because we depend on screens and humor, you know, that's our human interaction these days, that we forget how important it is. Because when a friend tells you something really exciting or, you know, maybe something traumatic or, you know, they express some really deep emotions, mm-hmm. our first, you know, initial reaction is to reach out and touch them or hug them.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we don't even think about it, but that's what we do because we know that's what's going to help.
Mm-hmm. So you, as you said, so you've hired now female snuggleists, you have male snuggleists. What's interesting to me is... women are okay hugging each other, like women, mm-hmm. you know, but some of your clients are men,
mm-hmm.
And you're looking at that same sex as well, correct? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, and who would you say your main clientele is? I mean, not names, but like, is there a type that you normally see?
We do have more men clients, and I think it's just because society teaches people to be touch avoidant with men because we're so overly sexualized
mm-hmm.
That unless, you know, it's your father, your brother, your uncle, or, you know, we tend to not give hugs as much.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of men clients, but really our clients can be anyone that's, you know, just got out of a breakup or a divorce and they're kind of going through oxytocin withdrawals,
mm-hmm.
which is an actual thing, like your body actually goes through withdrawals. Also, people that are really busy, always on the move, don't have time or don't even want to date or anything like that, but they know that they need that. People that are feeling depressed and just disconnected. A lot of people, again, they use it for therapy. People mm-hmm. that are touch avoidant or people that, you know, are touch avoidant towards them,
right.
Whether they have disabilities or things like that.
Oh. And I read that also your snuggleists, a meet and greet is required.
Yes.
So talk to me about that. But also... your snuggleists choose their clients.
Yes. So unlike other cuddle and snuggle companies out there, I feel like you can't be effective at what you're doing unless you're comfortable, unless your heart's in it, because mm-hmm. we're creating genuine connections. We're holding space for somebody. And if you don't feel like you're connecting with that client, you're not going to do them any good. In fact, you're probably going to make it worse because they're going to feel that. I mean, the energy we put out is so much more than we even realize.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you know, our snugglists, they're professionals. They can choose their clients. And on the same aspect, we want our clients to be able to choose their snugglist. So during a meet and greet, either one can say, nope, I'm not feeling this. And it might be just because they don't feel connected. It might be because they're actually attracted to them and they don't want to cross those, you know, ethical boundaries. So there's a whole plethora of reasons why a client or a snugglist may choose not to take the session.
And let's talk about some of those rules and regulations mm-hmm. because you've got very strict, you know, rules and protocol that has to be followed for this because this is platonic.
Right.
I mean, so you can get a bear hug, but not a, you know,
bear
hug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So talk a little bit about what those, you know, rules are, because it does go back to this is a therapy session. I mean, I would think similar almost to like a massage or something like that.
Right. Exactly. So we make sure that we go over the rules right before the session so that they're very clear and fresh in the client's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're all human. And I think that a lot of times we've trained our bodies to react a certain way to touch over time. And that's why the therapy can actually help a lot of people, because when our bodies react like that, we can put your mind back into the right place of a nurturing space and kind of remind, like, you know, is this the kind of reaction you'd have if your mother or your father was holding you in a nurturing space? Like, let's reevaluate where we're at and where our mind's going and kind of go back into what we're here for.
And it's also, as I said in the beginning, I mean, it can be even conversation or just like hanging out, right? Does it kind of run that spectrum of what someone feels that they need when it comes to connection?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of people with social anxiety that have a really hard time like going out into public. And so they're able to come in and actually practice being comfortable around somebody and actually being able to be close to them without, you know, feeling judged or, you know, it's actually like therapy. They're practicing being able to have those close connections so mm-hmm. that when they go to their next like social engagement, they actually are like, okay, I did this last time, I can do this now.
And it's a safe space to do that and no mm-hmm. judgment
exactly.
around it, or instead of trying to go out and do that.
Right, which can yeah. be way more intimidating in itself, yeah. yeah.
And then you do have a space. I mean, mm-hmm. so a physical space where people can go, but there are other places if someone isn't comfortable going yeah. to your location?
Yeah, so we have a Snuggle session room, which we just make it incredibly inviting and comfortable. So you're more than welcome to have sessions there. We also have clients that have disabilities where they're not able to leave their home, whether it's a physical disability or, you know, social anxiety or depression. Mm-hmm. So we're able to come to them. Yeah, it's a really unique situation, I think, because we are able to go into their space. A lot of times it makes it more comfortable. Instead of them having to kind of, you know, be incredibly brave by stepping out
right.
and going into a place that they're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have that neutral space, but then also to have the availability to go into their space, too.
I really appreciate you coming in and kind of breaking this down and taking that taboo away so we understand more about mm-hmm. about what you're doing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's actually the most amazing business I've ever been involved in, and it keeps evolving. So it's really exciting. And thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. My guest today, Charlotte Lindsay, she's the founder and owner of Snuggle Buddies in Boise. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.